Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma. All across the tundra, I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited, and I'm sharing my excitement with you. I'm excited I was able to dig out of all the drifting snow that I found at all of my doorsteps many times throughout the last 22 hours or so. I hope everyone else is digging out just fine. You know, it's frozen. But now it's going to melt eventually. As is all of Alaska, it seems. Melting permafrost is causing erosion in several Alaskan communities, including Nepakiak, where houses have had to be moved and even the school is under threat. Joining Katie Basil for coffee at KYUK this morning are three people leading the effort to deal with erosion in Nepakiak.
This is Walter Nelson, Retreat Coordinator for Nepakiak.
Joanne Sklatz, IGAP Assistant Coordinator.
David Andrew, Tribal Administrator for Native Village of Nepakiak.
Can you describe the current situation with erosion? What's happening to the shoreline in Nepakiak?
At the moment, it's frozen, and it's staying, and I hope it stays, but it will never. I'll just give you our current measurements as of October. The school is 97 feet from the erosion, and our nearest residential building is at 94 feet, and our only well watering point for the community is at 134 feet, and the east end of the airport is currently at 580 feet from our last measurements in October, right before it froze up. So
wow.
We'll be taking new measurements right after breakup.
Wow, and you said, was that your water source that's about 130 feet?
Well, our only well watering point for the whole community, yes, 134 feet.
Wow. And about how much are you losing per year now?
It totally varies on the type of weather we have. We just don't like the easterly and the southerly winds, especially the southern storms during the fall. That's when it really accelerates right in front of Nepakiak.
Do you have kind of like a timeline right now of how quickly you need to pull infrastructure back or rebuild?
We're constantly moving some residential buildings and infrastructure to the new subdivision area, which we're constantly building new roads even to the new school site that they're going to be starting on this summer, and hopefully to build some new house pads for 8 residential buildings, which are going to be moved hopefully this summer.
And can you talk a little bit more about your retreat and relocation plans, kind of beyond this summer?
We have hired contractors that will help Nepakiak out with the tribe and the city, and we're currently on our third year with them, and we've got required what we call plans in place. They are very important. Without them, funding is pretty hard to get. So I guess my key would be to have your different plans in place, which are really required for any funding for sources that you are applying for.
And so for other communities that are facing this, you know, rapid erosion, you're saying that you need specific plans before you can apply for funding. Can you What plans are those, and how do you go about getting them?
Well, firstly, one of the most important plans that need to be in place is called a community plan. And it tells the whole story of your whole community. And that plan is also done by your three entities or however many entities that you're working with. And this plan is a joint plan which must be worked out together. And this plan is, we're going on our fifth plan, and it is updated every fourth year and resubmitted to one of the funders, such as Denali Commission. And then we have two other plans in place, a hazard mitigation plan under the city, the state, which was submitted to Washington and approved, which the city currently uses to find more funding. And we recently got a multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan, which we just heard that it's being approved down in Washington with the tribe. And one other important plan that needs to be in place is called your small community, what they call an emergency response plan, that must also be approved by the state, and which we currently have in place. So those are the most five important plans that need to be in place for any funding sources that the community is seeking for.
Wow, it just sounds like an incredible amount of work to pull those plans together. Are there resources or organizations that have been really helpful with that?
Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, who's been very helping the community. There are quite a few, and I can't name them all, the three entities here in Apopka. Before this COVID started, we had our big interagency meeting. I think that you are aware of, and we recently had one before this COVID came along. I think we had quite a few funders listening on us.
That's great. Yeah, I was at a meeting, I think ANTHC was there, and then also an engineering firm. Is there anything else that you would, you know, this is happening in Akiak and Kotlik and many other communities, is there anything else that you would share with them as far as steps to take in the face of rapid erosion and our changing climate? Is there anything else that you would tell other communities about how to manage rapid erosion?
Yeah, I would just recommend other communities to have their plans in place, like a community plan, a hazard mitigation plan, a multi-jurisdictional plan, and a small community emergency response plan. Without those plans, the funding wouldn't be available or possible or not awarded.
Mm-hmm. In the past, I know that I've talked to you guys a little bit about the permafrost. In the past, people remember that there was permafrost in the village. Can you talk about how that's changed and how you discovered that change?
Our community had do a survey done, a permafrost survey by Two Bears, I think this summer or in the spring. And then they mentioned that permafrost, there was hardly any in our community. But we've had surveyors come into the village and do some drilling and check permafrost. Within our community, there was no permafrost. But when they moved to the other side of the slough to the tundra, there was some permafrost, but it's melting too.
Wow. And how does that affect the community, like the land and the stability of the village?
Yeah, this permafrost affects homes, structures get unleveled, and some corner sinks or whatnot?
Some structures are unleveled, I mean...
becoming dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be leveled processed constantly or every year.
It sounds like the melting permafrost is, you said it's causing buildings to be dilapidated and then they have to be leveled?
Yes.
And what about the school? You said 97 feet, the shoreline is 97 feet from the school. What steps are being taken to, I mean, just to deal with that? Or do you pull the school back? Do you have to build a new one? What's happening?
With the LKSD school, we have been working for years with LKSD for them to start looking at what will need to be done. So far, we've already built a new subdivision site to the new school site, which are going to be building, hopefully, to construct the site pads, foundation pilings, replacing the bulk fuel tanks at the new site this summer, and the whole project, with my understanding, has been advertised for invitation to bid to build a new school in the new subdivision area this summer.
As early as this summer?
Yes.
Or maybe as late as this summer, because I know it's really close now.
Really close. What I meant was LKSD is planning to construct only the site pad, foundation piling, and the replacement bulk fuel tanks at the new site.
Mm.
And I just mentioned the project is currently advertising an invitation to bid on it. So if everything goes good, the project is expected to be completed in the summer months. So we're crossing our fingers.
That's really good to hear. I was there when they were moving those fuel tanks. Was that last? It must have been the summer before last. Yeah, that really got down to the wire with the shoreline eroding right up to the fuel tanks.
Yes. So LKSD has no other option but to dismantle the whole school building if the erosion is getting very near to it. They have...
Wow. Is that something that would be mandated by the Coast Guard?
And I'm pretty sure they will be here to monitor anything that may affect the Kuskokwim River here.
Wow. Okay, is there anything else you want to add about the erosion or your retreat or relocation plans?
So our managed retreat plan was done just recently as of September of 2020, and it took almost a couple of years to get it completed. And the three entities worked very diligently to get this plan done for the community. And hopefully some other communities who are listening on in will have an opportunity to contact Napakiak. If need be, we certainly can assist them.
That's fantastic. So other communities who need to build those plans can reach out to you guys.
For assistance. We keep mentioning it. We must work together. I think that's the key. That's just the key.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way around it. For instance, if corporation is out of the picture, and if they need something from the corporation side, then we're stuck with that, even for the tribe, even for the city. So this is what we always mention. And I'll keep mentioning this, that the tribe, the city, and the corporation have their own monthly meetings.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to do as a community, every third quarter, these three organizations will get together an update for upcoming projects or completed projects that they're pursuing for. And at the end of the year, the three organizations, if the corporation has something land-wise to say, we'll have what we call a general meeting for the community and bring out every information we can with past and future projects that we're working on or seeking for.
Mm-hmm. Solidarity. I hear that. That's awesome.
That is called solidarity, yes.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.